Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we talk radio news. Justin Duckham is in our virtual green room. Here we are, Justin, at the top of June. Hard to believe, 6 months. And we got some pretty big Supreme Court decisions that are being readied, I'm sure, right before they take off. But in the meantime, we have this wacky who's in and who's possibly in on the GOP side. We've been talking a lot. I wanted to start off with politics because I feel like the election is going to be this November, which, of course, it's not. But I don't know. I've covered politics for a long time, and I don't know that I've seen this much of a circus. I don't, maybe last time. But what is going on with people setting dates and then kind of teasing us with the dates, especially the Republicans? But the Democrats are doing it, too.
No, they certainly are, and this is something that's, as you mentioned, a huge circus environment. Perhaps making that all be more so is the possibility of Donald Trump entering the race. Today he said that he has not yet made his decision, that he has made his decision, but he's not yet ready to announce, but when he does, he is going to make a lot of people happy. So that's kind of a hint that he may be entering this, which would, of course, bring in a whole new level of just ridiculousness to a race that's already pretty bizarre. We have Jeb Bush, who still has not yet formally declared his candidacy. That's expected to come up in a few days. And, of course, we have Rick Perry, who just entered the race last week, who is struggling to get some additional recognition out there. Somebody who, of course, entered the field at the top of his game last time around, petered out, and almost crashed and burned in the most spectacular manner, and is now trying to reclaim himself. So a lot of interesting characters, a lot of fun little side dramas going on, but overall, it still looks like this is going to be a race between Clinton and Jeb Bush, which would be relatively boring in the larger scheme of things.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't complain if we have the circus atmosphere now. The whole thing about the trade and everybody weighing in on trade pretty much seems to be, I think, one of the biggest stories still going. Am I right?
It certainly is, and that's what's going to be taken up in the House for the remainder of the week, along with a number of other pieces of legislation that have been kind of on the back burner for quite some time. But trade, of course, is a huge deal. This is particularly a big deal on the Democratic side of things, where we've seen this beyond just the sort of inter-congressional fighting become sort of a big dispute for the party at large. Of course, there are lines being drawn right now between presidential candidates and whether or not they would support the free trade deal promoted by the president. Bernie Sanders, of course, has been getting a lot of attention on the basis that he would not. Hillary Clinton has declined to answer, and Obama has had sort of a hard time reaching out to his party to try to get the support for this one. So now it's going towards the House. We know that there are only a handful of Democrats who are supporting this. This is likely going to need to pass with a majority of Republican support, and whether or not they're going to be able to find that remains to be seen. We know that in the past, Mayor has had a hard time getting a lot of his base to really rally around these big pieces of legislation, and it doesn't really seem like this one's going to be much different.
And while all of this is happening, and we're watching this from the sidelines, I mentioned the whole Supreme Court, and the president today said he doesn't understand why Obamacare that shouldn't have even been taken up is what he said. He said he didn't understand the challenge that this shouldn't have happened. And of course, Mitch McConnell says today, we'll let you know, talking about Obama, the Obamacare plan or Affordable Care Act, after the Supreme Court rules, because the Senate, or he wouldn't anyway, talk about the details of a Republican backup plan, because now the Republicans, although they have been asked this, are getting asked this more. So does the heat get turned up as we get closer to this decision?
It certainly does, and it's also worth noting that the president has not talked about any possible contingency plans as well. Earlier in the year, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Burwell, said that there is no contingency plan in place if this subsidy issue ends up being sort of killed by the Supreme Court. Obama didn't really necessarily say if that was still the case, but he did refuse to say if the administration had any backup plan, simply saying that they believe that the Supreme Court is ultimately going to weigh in favor of the law as it currently stands. And this, of course, is pretty interesting. This goes back to essentially how the law was written. There was some initial discomfort from those who were trying to carry out the law over language that essentially said only those who applied through state exchanges could receive subsidies. That did not translate to those who would apply through federal exchanges, and they're essentially the ones who would be cut off if this is struck down, which would be a major change in the law. So big complex legal issue. The president saying that it was pretty obvious the way that the bill was written, that it was intended to include federal people who joined on the exchange at the federal level as well as those on the state level, but nevertheless there are some serious questions over how the bill itself is written and whether or not Congress is going to be able to make the small cosmetic changes to keep that intact.
All right, speaking of bills, we heard there was never going to be any bipartisan support once you had the turnover with Republicans in the House and the Senate, but we're seeing quite the opposite, including with this Cain Flake measure, where they've got a clause talking about the authority for the U.S. military action against ISIS, saying specifically that that would use the use of significant U.S. ground troops in combat would only be there to protect U.S. citizens from an imminent threat, and that would be inconsistent with the use of force, because there's this whole thing, the White House measure would limit it and all that. Do you think these two senators, they're pretty hopeful that something will happen? Because this has been 10 months. I can't believe it's been 10 months since we first started to even discuss this.
I think that's probably going to be one aspect that's going to move forward. The issue with the AUMF is that there's, certainly a lot of members of Congress who want to be involved in this conversation. They want to be, incorporated when it comes to making decisions at the, foreign policy level. But they're also a little bit squeamish when it comes to authorizing military force just in case if this turns into, sort of a political football like Iraq. So there's, certainly some efforts to try to tamp down on the administration's language to make sure it's very clear about what this means, to make sure that they're not either painting themselves in the corner or committing, the U.S. to extreme, troop deployments if we're in that sort of situation. So I think the compromise language that was put forward today in terms of only having it being for an imminent threat is sort of a way to address those concerns and could probably end up garnering bipartisan support since it offers a little bit for everybody in terms of what the actual concerns are when it comes to ISIS and the commitment of American troops. So I think that's probably a pretty good sign that we will likely have some authorizations coming down from the legislative level probably before the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Senators Jeff Flake and Tim Kaine if that works out. Again, a whole bipartisan deal. And as Justin was just saying, that's again, the authorization for use of military force. Well, hey, one last one. What's the weather like in D.C.? The nickname, of course, and you've been there a couple of years, even though you grew up in California, the whole foggy bottom thing. Is it starting to get sweltering in Washington?
Today in particular, it's just been very weird. It started out very hot, very muggy, very gross. Then suddenly at around 5 o'clock, we had epic downpours going on. We had a huge kind of lightning storm going on right outside the TRNS office. Then suddenly it was, bright and shiny for my commute home. And just now it turned back into the, crazy lightning and heavy rain stuff. So it's pretty crazy weather to say the least. And it definitely makes me miss California.
I don't blame you. I miss it, too. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Amarin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Amarin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Amarin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Amarin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amarin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Amarin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone."
Welcome back to America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies across these states here. You know, one thing that we have in common, I always say there's common denominators, like we get trapped in elevators together, or you never know who you're going to sit next to when you're on a plane, which I've met wonderful people, of course. And how about the common denominator, sadly, of acid reflux? In this edition of For Your Health on ATN, Dr. Jamie Kaufman joins us. He is the national expert on reflux and the author of Dropping Acid. I love this title, The Reflux Diet Cookbook. Boy, could a lot of us use this. Doc, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
So what is it about all of a sudden, it seems like, we're talking about it now more, we're seeing commercials about acid reflux. Was it always around and just nobody talked about it, or what? Or is it how we're eating worse than ever?
No, it's an epidemic. Reflux now affects about half of Americans. What we have realized, though, is that heartburn, which has really gotten the most press, you see people clutching their chest after a big meal, usually they're overweight, on television. But we now know that sinusitis and allergy and asthma and chronic cough, throat clearing, hoarseness, all these things are also manifestations of reflux. And yeah, it's about how we eat. It's about our lifestyle to a great extent, for sure.
So in this whole how we eat thing, what are some things, and obviously you've got a cookbook which can certainly help us with that. What are some things that we can do right now that we shouldn't be doing that a lot of us are probably doing, as far as like maybe drinking soda, alcohol, what time we're eating, that kind of thing?
Well, the big ones are that, you know, a lot of Americans are so busy, they work later, work longer hours. So what happens is they sort of don't have much breakfast. They may have a sandwich or something small for lunch. Then they finish work late, then they maybe go to the gym to work out, and they get home even later, mm-hmm. and now they're starving. So they basically, if you will, go to the trough from the town that time they get home to the time they go to bed. That's not the way to do it. You want to get most of your calories in before 5 o'clock. You want to eat a balanced, at least 3 meals a day and not refuel at night. And you're right. Carbonated beverages and soft drinks in particular, that's why we call our book Dropping Acid, because it's a big risk factor. Eating late and obesity, being overweight, high-fat foods, processed foods, all the things you'd think that have come really, you know, around in the last, if you will, in my lifetime. We didn't have any of these things 40 years ago.
Yeah, boy, that's true. I love that. So really cut your calories down. You know, 5 o'clock should be sort of the deadline. So if you're working late, then you should just plan accordingly, right?
If you're going to eat healthy, people do have to plan. I always cook on Sunday for the week. I went to work this morning with turkey burgers and chicken, some leftover fish, a whole bunch of fruit, and all this kind of snack foods that I like. I had a good breakfast. I had a 3-egg omelet with 1 yolk and some lox. And so relatively low fat. Doesn't have to be no fat. Doesn't mean you can never have beef or a hamburger. But it really is moderation, and it's not sort of the American way just now. The other thing to point out is that the pills that people are taking for acid suppression are probably not the best way to go over the long haul. So it really is about, if you will, moderation and a healthy diet.
The other thing is, what about water? Because there's this whole debate about water and what should you have in the water, alkaline water. Explain the difference. I had somebody send me an email. What's the difference between alkaline water and regular water?
Well, it turns out that we have too much acid in our diet. Acid is basically one of the main preservatives that's used, and that's why we don't recommend too much in the way of soft drinks. Alkaline water is the opposite of acid. So when the alkalinity becomes opposite, up to a pH of 8 or 9, it actually kills the enzymes and the bad stuff that comes up when you have reflux into your throat, into your esophagus. So it actually is healing. So alkaline water, you can get alkaline water at specialty stores and most supermarkets now as well.
All right, so that's
alkaline
something to look
good for you.
Yeah, that's something to look for. When, you know, your book, you've got a cookbook. What are some of the things that are good for us to eat that won't cause some of these problems? I mean, obviously, be cognizant of the time. You mentioned the things you're eating. So what are some things we should watch for? You know, things are heavy on sauces and dressings when you go out.
Well, I tell people, you know, your point could not possibly be more important. Add your own condiments, add your own cheeses, add your own salad dressings, and add your own sauces. You can always put on a little bit more, but if they put on, you don't want your salad swimming in a sea of vinegar at the bottom.
Mm.
So if you put your own stuff on, you're going to put on a moderate amount.
Boy, that's the truth. That's absolutely for sure. So have you seen this just increase every year? Have you seen more patients? Has this gotten worse? Is that what led to your book, Dropping Acid?
Well, I take care of a lot of singers and actors. The voice problems are something that I've specialized in. And we figured out a long time ago that reflux is the most common cause of voice problems. But, yes, it's increased actually by 4% a year since the 1970s. So this is an epidemic. We know now that it's about 37% of young people, which used to be a disease. This really was a disease of middle-aged people until the last few years. But with changes in diets, late-night eating, lots of soft drinks, and all the things that aren't so good, we're now seeing the same kind of disease in 20- to 30-year-olds as we used to see in 40- and 50- and 60-year-olds. So it's an epidemic, and there's a soul-searching going on now. I mean, if you listen to what's happening in the news, there's concern about GMOs, there's concern about chemicals. And I would add, by the way, if there's something that you like, that you eat a lot, read the label. And if there are things in there that you can't pronounce and you don't know what they are, they're probably not okay.
Yeah, so be careful. Look at the labels. That's great. That's a great piece of advice. And what's the problem? What if you ignore it? What if you have this whole thing, you're like, you know what, people used to get this, so I'm just going to pop all these pills. I'm going to just get whatever I have to get over the counter and get the purple pill if I have to go to the doctor, whatever. What happens if you keep just doing that?
Unfortunately, the truth is that even taking medication, cancer of the esophagus caused by reflux is the fastest growing cancer in the United States. So, you know, somebody, you know, is minding their own business and they're sort of ignoring their symptoms, and all of a sudden it's a deadly cancer and it's usually discovered too late to be cured. So, you know, people need to be mindful. I mean, a good example was Kim Kardashian's father was known to gobble Tums and Rolaids by the handful day in, day out, never saw a doctor, and then got and died of esophageal cancer. So there are deadly complications of this disease. Lung disease, asthma, sleep apnea, all of these things are related to reflux, and we now know that it's really about diet and lifestyle. So people need to stay. I mean, America is beginning to think about what's healthy, is it not?
Yeah, I think so. Finally, you're starting to see that, I think, more. There's more conversations. I've noticed this. I have healthy friends and certainly some that aren't as healthy, but we talk about it more. People are talking about it more when we look at menus. I think that's good. And menus are, there was a big to-do, you know, this, Doc, over putting calories and that kind of stuff on menus, but actually it's been helpful, I think, to a lot of people.
I think a lot of people look at that, you know, 600-calorie piece of cake and think they can do without it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I know you see that, you think, wow, 600 calories, there's so much other things I could eat for 600 calories, especially people who need to feel like they're eating more. That would be that'd be the worst. Hey, tell us about this, because I found this out about you, about the Voice Institute. Tell us about that. I think I love that, the Voice Institute of New York. You're a big voice treatment center. You help certainly with disorders and diseases of the larynx and the throat, and also, you know, acid reflux, of course, and that's what we're talking about. But what other things do you treat?
Well, the most common problems that everybody would think about would be nodules and polyps and things that grow on the vocal cords that have to be removed from singers and actors. We also take care of people who get vocal cord paralysis or cancers. And certainly, again, I had an actor who was sent to me from Los Angeles to have a polyp removed. And I looked at him and I said, you know what, your reflux is just awful. Let's treat that first. And sure enough, we treated the reflux and the polyp went away. He never needed surgery at all.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't realize how important your voice is till something happens with it. And most of us, our voices are important. I mean, for you especially, for singers and actors especially, but even for physicians and attorneys, and pretty much two-thirds of us use our voices professionally. So that's what we do, is we fix voices.
Right. So, you know, that's the thing, obviously, that all of us are communicating, and you certainly don't want to use that, and some of us use it a little bit more. Great stuff. So if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, Doc, can they go on, I'm assuming, Amazon.com?
Everywhere. Just Google dropping acid. You won't find Timothy Leary. People don't even know who that is, probably. Google dropping acid. You'll find me, and you'll find the book. And the book is an important book, and it's very, very helpful to people. It gives them the kind of information that sometimes their doctors just don't even give them.
I love it. Dr. K, thanks so much. We'll have you on again. You were terrific.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
ATN. So what do you think? Inside job? Like a Hollywood movie, two murderers escape over the weekend out of a maximum security prison in New York. This is a crazy story. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, was actually at the prison, wanted to retrace all their steps to see how could this happen. Got to be an inside job. Power tools. Nobody heard the tools. Nobody heard what was going on. Granted, there were renovations going on, but we have these violent escapees. There's serious urgency. That's why they stuck the $100,000 reward out there for anybody who had information on these prison escapees. When I was in television earlier in my career, at a place called KOB TV in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I was in a news truck, one of, you know, three news trucks, along with who knows who else, where we were all traveling around trying to see if we could find this helicopter escape, because what happened was some inmates had gotten into a helicopter landed, and inmates jumped in, and then everybody was chasing the helicopter all over. It was crazy. So there have been other, there have been other prison breaks, but it's always so stunning to me when that happens. How could they possibly get that close? With the helicopter thing, it was an inside job. So you got to think that this was some kind of an inside job. I just don't see how it wasn't. Because the tool thing is the curious thing, and the amount of time it would take, and it took a little bit of time, right? So it took a little bit of time for them to do what they were doing, but they had a plan. They had a plan, a well-thought-out plan. Very similar to Shawshank Redemption, where they must have been doing a little bit at a time or when they could, and then they escaped. And then the crazy thing is the sarcastic jab back at, you know, the prison with the Asian character on a sticky note that said, have a nice day. So there is a massive hunt on for these two murderers who escaped this prison. And it does boggle your mind, though, when you think of, have you ever been in a prison? Anybody listening to me, have you ever been in a prison? Whether it's just to go visit somebody or you yourself, you were incarcerated somewhere. I've been in maximum, medium, and minimum security prisons. I was at the big boy prison, I'd call it that, in Lompoc, California. It's crazy maximum. I was there interviewing one specific, Mary Alito, and it was kind of scary, I have to say. But there was definitely a system. There was definitely lots of guards. There was definitely procedures. Still doesn't mean that somebody couldn't get some help to get them outside. So like a movie, though. Did somebody smuggle something in? So they were looking at an employee at the prison where those two guys came out of being questioned as a possible accomplice. Why would you help them and think that they are not going to find you? You think they're going to investigate this crime prison? Are you kidding me? So they questioned the employee, a woman who worked with the escaped convicts. Duh. Richard Matt was one of the guy's names, and David Sweat was the other guy's name. And they were tailoring clothing at the correctional facility they were in New York. The woman knew the two really well, but she hasn't been charged or arrested at this point. I mean, they had to have help. They were in side-by-side cells. They used power tools to cut through the cells' walls. They went through a maze. I mean, the crazy maze. I saw a video of it today. Underground pipes. They would have had to have the equipment. There's for sure. For sure they would have had to. So the last time they were seen was bed check on Friday night. They could be anywhere. Anywhere where my voice is carrying, they could be anywhere. Now, when they first got out, supposedly they believed somebody saw them in their backyard and said, hey, you know, got spooked. What are you doing? Oh, wrong way. We're at the wrong place or something. And they just kept running. So they left decoys. They tricked the guards. The guards thought they were asleep in their bunks, so they didn't check. So they got a big-time start. You know, it's weird, too, because they were in the honor block of the prison, so they had privileges for good behavior. And they had, as far as the prison, they had a clean record. So no problems. Of course, there was huge problems and that's with them, and that's why they were convicted and were serving time. You have tons of people looking for them. Tons. APBs out everywhere. I mean, they literally could be under any rock. They're trying to calm the people where the prison is located, and they're telling them, listen, if anybody should feel safe, it should be you. It should be you. They even had students return to school on Monday because they were worried about that. They searched the buses. They looked, you know, anything to do with the school, they checked it out. I mean, it's a pretty remote location. It's in a pretty sparsely populated area of New York. In fact, 25 miles from the Canadian border, I think that they jumped over the border. Last seen 10:30 on Friday night. And they made their bunks look like they were sleeping with hoodies on. So once they got out of their cells, they went down a catwalk down this whole maze of pipes. They came out from a manhole outside of the prison, and they weren't detected for like 7 hours until 5:30 in the morning. I mean, the governor just must have said to himself, "You got to be kidding me! I got to see this. I got to see where they escaped." I mean, how is it possible? They're looking at civilian prison employees. They're looking at others that might be connected to the prison. And, you know, the governor even saying, "I'd be shocked if a guard was involved." And he said that's putting it mildly. They keep warning everybody. It can't be overstated that they're dangerous. One was convicted on 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of kidnapping, 2 counts of robbery. He kidnapped a man, beat him to death in 1997. He was sentenced to 25 years to life. And he had a history. He broke out of jail before, apparently, so he's pretty cunning, I guess is the best way to say it. And they say he's vicious. Very, very vicious. And they've got descriptions out all over the place. We'll see if anyone turns up anything or not. You would think, I mean, their faces are plastered everywhere. But they go over the border, disappear somehow. Maybe they had some other plan in place. Who knows? Who knows? There was a former Navy SEAL that's on the case. They've got U.S. Marshal Services, obviously, looking for them. Every single resource. I mean, here's a question. Do you think they're going to find them? Have they really eluded capture? Certainly for now they have. But have they eluded it on the grand scheme? Are they gone? Can they alter their lives and come up with a different life and they won't get caught? Certainly they could. Will they be able to do it? I said it's like a movie how they escaped. But now actually living in that movie and being able to pull it off are certainly two different things. Easy to get tripped up. And even with changing your appearance somewhat could be pretty tricky. I think time is, the more time that passes is on their side. Since they escaped, there's more. As time elapses, more time is on their side. The more time that elapses, the better for them. The sooner they get them, the better. And hopefully they get them, because that's pretty scary. Who knows where they meld into or blend into. Could be in the U.S. Pretty much, you know, anywhere you can think of. This is scary, too, although it's not affecting us, at least not now in the United States, but you know, these things with health crises and outbreaks, think of Ebola and how much time was devoted to Ebola and the 2 nurses that tested positive for Ebola and what happened after that and other workers coming back into the U.S. This is frightening. Outside of Saudi Arabia, you think of the Middle East and the respiratory syndrome called MERS, where it was discovered. The country that's really been slammed by it, apparently, as I didn't realize this, is South Korea. And they're saying it gets more and more dismal every single day. They've got 6 people dead. They have 2,500 people quarantined in South Korea because it's spread like wildfire. And when was the last time you heard that? And, of course, the other outbreak we've been talking about, still, there's still some problems with it, is Ebola, but when it's not affecting the United States, you're not hearing quite as much. But MERS is huge. So you have a Korean Air Force member at the U.S. base that has MERS, and that's not good, because all it takes is that infection to run wild. Just have it run wild. And other people. All right, so we've just scratched the surface. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side. Hang with us. What about the Women's World Cup? Do you care? Are you invested? Because it's all about America, baby. We're talking about it next. here on The Big Show.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Making the final go around here for this hour of ATM. I invite you, as always, to weigh in talking about mirrors. And I don't know, do you bat an eye when you start to hear about these epidemics? I think you should, because you wonder how deep the wall goes. In other words, travel especially has created what we saw, what happened with Ebola. All it takes is somebody to have something to create that epidemic. An epidemic that I think we realized after seeing what happened with Ebola that we're not really prepared for on a grand scale at all. Even here in the United States, we might be better off than a country like West Africa, but how much better off are we when you get somebody who brings something in that's deadly? That's exactly what happened in Dallas. Luckily, people were treated, and nobody in Dallas died other than the carrier of Ebola who was massively hit with it. He was dealing, trying to help a pregnant woman who was riddled with it. And, you know, once you touch someone or around someone and you have that, it's a crapshoot whether you're surviving it. In fact, most people die. In Africa, we know most of the people died from it. And we saw the Americans, the doctors that survived, thank goodness. But then you hear about this MERS thing, and you think, you know, here we go again with another sort of an epidemic, one that's definitely brewing. And it does make you wonder just how, you know, you look at the CDC, you look at the World Health Organizations. Yeah, there's some great doctors. So I hate to use a broad brush and throw everyone, paint them all over in that corner. But I got to tell you, the way the Ebola thing was handled from the CDC point of view, and the fact that how many facilities do we have that are up and running that can handle some kind of crisis like that, I think it's pretty, you know, I think it's pretty scary, I got to say. I don't know about you, but would you feel, it's like, you know, I was mentioning it's like a movie before at the top with the prison escape. It's also like a movie when you see epidemics. If you watch that movie Outbreak or any other movie where they're talking about some kind of deadly virus and how it spreads, and you know, but it's, there is that layer of truth in it. It's like, I don't know, more and more I'm thinking, make sure you have some clean water. Make sure you do have that go bag for emergencies. It's not fear-mongering. It's just keeping yourself safe in case the worst happens. And then plus just what could possibly happen, which we saw the flooding and the terrible things that happened in Texas and Oklahoma. And certainly we've seen hurricanes and the devastation and how that's upended people's lives. It's just good. Yeah, listen, it's just good practice to know where everything is, to have a safe, to have a dry bag, to know where documents are, because you may have to make a move. You might have to get out of the house. There may be a quarantine. There may be something that's caused the neighborhood to start to flood, which is what we've seen over and over again in the last couple of weeks. It was actually nice to see that there's been a break for some of those that have been in harm's way because of the water. Too many people, of course, dying from that. And then we have the story not too far, once again, from our satellite facility. It seems like it's ground zero for activity, huh? You have the video that everybody's talking about the girl in the bikini who was slammed to the ground by a police officer who is now talking and saying, I told the police officer to get off my back. She was restrained because there was this disturbance at a pool party in the Dallas suburb over the weekend. She was an invited guest, and she said she was obeying what he was saying. You know, the order to leave, when he grabbed her, she said, he told me to keep walking. I kept walking, and I'm guessing he thought we were saying rude stuff to him. So she says her name is Digeria Becton. She said she was thrown to the ground. You could see what happened in the video. This is radio, but you can see what happened in the video. By the officer, Eric Casebolt, who was one of 12 police officers who responded to the call at this private community pool on Friday night. And what happened was one of the kids that lived there that had access to the pool, rightfully so, invited friends. There was a party that was organized, but there were people at the pool that were upset because people were passing passes over to them and they weren't supposed to go to the pool. So, you know, when you have a community pool with the HOA slapped on it and it's X amount of, you know, whatever size it is. So that's what happened. There were people that weren't supposed to have access to pool, I guess, that started to climb over the fence, and that, at least that's what they're saying, what's being reported on one side of it. So then there was phone calls made that it was out of control and people were yelling at each other. And you could see that because, of course, we live in the world of the cell phone video. So there were cell phone videos where you could clearly see that. And in one of the videos with the cop, Casebolt, who's white, you could see him shouting things at the teenagers the black teenagers to lie on the ground and then telling other people to get out of there. And unfortunately, because somebody came up behind him, and they weren't coming up behind him, but they were coming out, and it probably felt like that, he pulled his gun, and you can clearly see that on the video on a pair of teens who looked like they were coming toward him, I don't know, to maybe help, or who knows? We don't know. So, of course, the girl was in charge and was released to her parents. The footage has been around all over the place. Millions of people are looking at it. And the police officer is on administrative leave. The McKinney Police Department is saying that the video has raised concerns, of course, that are being investigated, that that's what they're going to do, that they have to have an investigation. That's normal. The mayor of this town says he was disturbed by what happened, by the actions that were depicted in the video. And on social media, there was massive comparisons. And, of course, you go right to the high-profile cases and the comparisons there of somebody threw up Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore. So this is another terrible nightmare. I will say this. I saw some local coverage, and there was one girl who was friendly with a girl that was knocked down on the ground, and she was a black teenager too, and she said that she didn't want to, she said there's probably great cops in McKinney, and I don't want to say that they're all bad. I don't want to do that, because then I would, that would be equally as bad. It was not right what happened, but, and then explained, hey, there was this party, and I am a member of the pool, and, you know, went on from there. So what, how chaotic it was, or what happened with people jumping the fence, you know, we don't know all the details of that. That's why they're looking into all the specifics of what led to that big response in the first place. But, I mean, here we go again. Look what we're talking about. Here we go again. And so you wonder what kind of responses police departments are supposed to have. What are the cops supposed to have? What was the call like? What was really going on at that pool? What was there something else we didn't know? But I think it seemed fairly cut and dry. It was a homeowners association, X amount of people. You know, your family has the pass to the pool, the guy next door, the guy next to them. You can bring one friend and on whatever day. You know, they're really tight about that. So I think that's what happened and led to the phone call and the frayed nerves, and unfortunately, with the one response, not right to drag her down. Don't know what was said, but all the video I saw, there was no swearing back at him or any of that kind of stuff. You certainly couldn't hear that anyway. So just now, McKinney cops, just a stone's throw away from Dallas, fighting the publicity nightmare, and then deciding ultimately what happens to this decorated police officer. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.